During the failed 2016 school levy campaign, the Pocahontas County Board of Education supported the West Virginia School Building Authority's funding plan, which would have closed Marlinton Elementary School. Earlier this year, School Superintendent Beam came to realize how important it was to the Marlinton community to keep a school in town, but sought community financial support to rebuild the school in town but out of the floodplain. However, the community did not commit to that. Now, at the August 6th board meeting, both the superintendent and the board members, led by new board president Joe Walker, have renewed their commitment to the school and appear to be ready to replace the fire alarm systems at both Marlinton Elementary and Marlinton Middle Schools. The board's 2016 push to close Marlinton Elementary School during the levy debate was fueled by both an imminent threat of sudden closure by the fire marshal because of a failure of the obsolete fire system at the school, as well as the SBA's refusal to provide any repair or replacement money for the elementary school since it is located in the flood zone. Now, however, the board is looking at possibly using up to $50,000 of the unexpected Forest SRS funds to replace the fire alarms at both Marlinton Elementary and Marlinton Middle Schools. They are also exploring possible federal grants to do this, but Board President Joe Walker wants the alarms replaced quickly because of student safety. The board authorized that bid proposals to replace the fire alarms be quickly advertised so that the board can know the exact costs. They want to possibly authorize the alarm replacements as soon as at the next board meeting. The possibility of rebuilding the Marlinton Elementary School at or near the existing site seems to also remain on the table for the future, as board member John Burns asked that if possible, any new fire alarm system be portable enough to be moved to a rebuilt Marlinton Elementary School in the future. This idea was supported by the other board members. The other school with a failing fire alarm system, Greenbank Elementary Middle School, will be having its alarm system replaced as well as other major renovations through the SBA's approved $495,517 Major Improvement Project grant, which the board formally accepted during this meeting. During the delegations portion of the meeting, Dottie Chestnut expressed her frustration since she had been notified that she was being terminated from her positions as substitute cook, substitute custodian, and substitute aide because of a policy that required such termination since she had not responded to at least 50% of her callouts. She pointed out that this was inaccurate and she was only supposed to respond to callouts at Greenbank Elementary Middle School and at PCHS, but was called out to other schools as well. She also said that when she reported the work after being called in by a principal rather than through the formal call-out system, she was not given credit for responding those days. She said she has timesheets to show she responded to well over 50% of legitimate call-outs. Superintendent Beam said he has looked into this, and Chestnut is correct. He said the policy would be on the next meeting agenda for revision to correct these errors, and the principals will be told to ensure that any time they call in a substitute service employee that they are given credit for reporting to work. Beam also said that the personnel agenda has been modified to cancel the termination of Dottie and another substitute employee in a similar situation. In addition to approving the SBA's Major Improvement Project grant for Greenbank Elementary Middle School, the board authorized advertising for architects for that project. In addition to approving the routine financial expenditures, grants, contracts, and reports, the board approved an agreement to allow the Atlantic Coast Pipeline to use a portion of the PCHS football parking lot to park equipment during the day, in return for a monetary payment and making improvements to the parking lot. They approved a personnel agenda, which can be found with this story at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.